Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Alexis Garcia and Ed Carson here to break down the market action in today's session for Friday, March 22nd, and we'll take a look at how the week shaped up and what investors can do to prepare for the week ahead. So, Ed, stocks slipped somewhat today, but the major indexes finished the week with some healthy gains. A lot of news this week. We had the Fed announcement. We had Kate Middleton action. So I don't really move the markets. But what do you have on deck for us today?
I want to take a look at the markets, but I want to look at three stocks that have been leading stocks that are setting up in messy bases: Uber Technologies, Eli Lilly, and CrowdStrike.
Well, you know, we love a good mess over here. But first, let's check on in with the major indexes, starting with the NASDAQ. That finishing up 0.2% today. The S&P down about 0.1%. The Dow sliding 0.7%. And small caps down about 1.2%. So, Ed, let's dig a little deeper, taking a look at the NASDAQ. Up today and a pretty strong week, near record highs. What are your thoughts on the market action here? This rally just seems to keep going.
The major indexes all hit record highs on Thursday, backed off a little bit, but strong gains for all of them. You know, one thing that's noticing on the NASDAQ is that we really sort of cleared this area right here. There's sort of been some trading in here. So a lot of stocks in the Russell 2000 will show some, an even longer area. So there were some bases and there were some stocks finding support at the 10-week line. So there were a number of buying opportunities this week. You know, and as you mentioned, the Fed, another thing was a lot of AI events. There was NVIDIA and there was also, okay, that was a big one. And they announced their chip. But we also had Broadcom. We had Microsoft. We had Synopsys and we had Micron Technology with earnings. And a lot of that was AI related. So those are really the two themes. What has been driving this market from the beginning, from back in October? Well, the Fed sort of is shifting towards Fed cuts and the AI revolution keeps going on. So that's been, that's, you know, just to keep it simple, what's driving the market? The Fed and AI, and those things were still catalysts this week.
All right, let's hop on over to the S&P 500. Again, similar action, near record highs for the week. And what are your thoughts here?
Similar notion. It wasn't as long of a pause as the other, as the NASDAQ. It is getting sort of close to being extended again. The NASDAQ a little less so. That's just one issue. There was some an opportunity to be buying stocks maybe Wednesday, Thursday, but it's a little bit trickier. Is it just something to note as you get closer when we get to 5% and plus beyond for the S&P and NASDAQ versus the 50-day line? That starts to raise the risk of a pullback. We've had a bunch of minor pullbacks, and so that might happen again. But at some point, we'll have a bigger pullback. So it's just something to note. You know, there's sort of like there's been all these limited windows to get on board this very strong rally.
All right, let's take a look at the Dow and get your thoughts here. Again, down today. What do you think was weighing on that index?
You know, there was a few things out there. It's, you know, there was really, look, a lot of it, there was underlying some weakness. I mean, we'll look at the Russell because the NASDAQ got the boost from NVIDIA and some of those AI names, I think were really leading it. So it wasn't so much that the Dow was particularly weak. It's just that it didn't have NVIDIA. And I'll just note that they did, there is some trading in this area or this area. So again, there's, you can, if you squint, you can see how a lot of stocks would use that to form bases or form pullbacks.
All right. Well, you've mentioned the Russell 2000. So let's take a look at that one. And again, down today about 1.4%. And as you kind of mentioned, we saw the 200 or 2000 level kind of being a resistance level for a pretty long time. And now it just seems kind of range bound in between that 200 to or 2000 to 2100.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is that it's sort of trying to stay around the top of the range. So maybe it's forming a new range, but that's an issue. On a weekly basis, it did do a little better. You know, it did bounce off the 10-week line. It did rise for the week. It'd be nice to really clear this area. But the good news for investors is that market leadership is broad, even if you'd like to see more sustained strength, you know, throughout the entire market.
All right, well, let's check on in on some ETF action, starting with SMH. That's the VanEck Semiconductor ETF. And as you mentioned, a lot of news, a lot of AI news this week. This one up about 0.6%, below average volume today. So what are your thoughts here with what's going on with semis?
I mean, look, I mean, NVIDIA is driving this to a great extent, and these other names, really strong gains from those stocks. It's sort of an outside week. We had pulled back briefly. There was this on a daily chart, there was this reversal day for NVIDIA that drew down a lot of chip names. You know, the chip sector is sort of bouncing back. NVIDIA actually hit a record close today. I mean, it really shrugged off all that concern. The AI sector is really pushing in here. Not really a lot of stocks that are actionable in this group. So many of them run up so much. If you're in them, they're doing well for the most part. This is a huge strength of the market and really bounced off key support this week.
All right. Well, we were on semis. Let's take a look at software with IGV. And again, this one in a flat base here, down slightly today, kind of flirting with that short-term moving average. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, finding support around these areas, the 21-day and the 50-day line. Also, it tried to break above here. Look, there was looking like it was moving out. There's various software names, some of the bigger names that are moving out or coming just up to it. CrowdStrike sort of fits that bill as well. So this is an area where there are some stocks setting up or just moving out. And you can sort of see it in this chart that there might be some opportunities with a little more strength.
All right, well, let's take a look at industrials with XLI. That went down about 0.4% today, but when we take a look at the weekly chart, up about, you know, almost 2.5% and looking pretty great. I mean, ever since, you know, bouncing off that 10-week line in mid-January, really strong run for industrials.
Yeah, this has really been a strong area of the market. I mean, we talk about, you're not getting the NVIDIAs in here, but there's some really strong growth through here. There's a lot of sectors that are doing quite well, and it's something investors should be paying attention to.
All right. Well, speaking of sectors that have been doing well, let's take a look at XLF. That's the financial select sector. And again, that one up, not a great day today, down about 1%. But again, looking at the weekly chart, up about 1.5% for the week. And again, some nice action after a 4-week tight area here on the weekly.
Yeah, so there was a lot of investment management firms, which may or may not be in this particular ETF, because this is banks and some credit card names, Berkshire. There's a lot of strength in this area. I think there's sort of confidence in the economy, you know, that, and so it seemed like a lot of names in this sector, probably the richest area for breakouts this past week.
All right, and our final one, XHB, that's the home builder ETF. And again, this one down about 0.8% today. But again, we take a look at that weekly chart, looking really strong, up almost 5% for the week. So Ed, what are your thoughts here?
I mean, it's been impressive. Okay, sure. The yields came down this week, the 10-year treasury yield, there was some of that going on. But when the yields were rising towards 2024 highs, we were still seeing the home builders and a lot of other things. This has retailers like Floor & Decor, Williams-Sonoma, and they were all doing very well, or at the very least holding up. So really a lot of underlying strength in this sector.
All right, Ed. Well, you talked about some stocks with messy bases, so let's get into it. Starting with Uber, that stock essentially flat for today, light volume, but really kind of possibly setting up here maybe as a flat base, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a faux flat base. You know, it's a little lumpy because this popped above the middle of it. And so there is sort of a rule that if, you know, that Bill O'Neill, founder of IBD, told our chief content officer, Chris Gussell, years ago, yeah, if you go in the middle and it bounces off, it doesn't close above the left-hand side, you can still count it. So market surge isn't going to count that as a flat base, but you can just sort of draw the line or use 82.14 and use that as a flat base. On a weekly chart, it bounced off the 10-week line. We sometimes use the 10-week line as a place to buy. This is the third time it's bouncing off the 10-week line, so that becomes a little less useful. It's sort of like a paper airplane that you folded too many times. You create a new one. It's like it's not going to work as well if you fold it too many times. But that is encouraging to see that support there. So, you know, this has been a huge winner. Like it really broke out and really it's basically doubled. It's pausing, finally forming a new base. So definitely something that investors should be looking at. And this was our stock of the day today. So if you want to learn more about what's driving Uber, the ride hailing, the deliveries, and why why investors are so hot on this.
Yeah, and it's good to see earnings also moving in the right direction here. Those not due for another month or so, but Uber seems to definitely be moving in the right direction.
That's absolutely true.
All right, let's take a look at Eli Lilly. That's LLY. And again, that one up slightly today, but again, kind of showing some possible flat base action here.
Yeah, just sort of another faux flat base or right on there, because it didn't quite close above the left-hand side. So you could use probably use this area here as, you know, the 800 level as a buy area. On the, you know, it's been finding support at the 21-day line. I think it came close to the 10-week line a couple of weeks ago, trading fairly tightly and not tight enough to be a 3 weeks tight pattern. But again, trading right there. And, you know, it's right at this green shaded area. That's the 25% zone above a base. And often a stock will pause there. Sometimes it'll reverse lower, but this is often where it'll consolidate. So we often say it's a profit taking zone, but that's because we may not want to sit and see what happens. But it has sat. And now it's something where this is often where you'll see a new base form. It seems to be setting up. Obviously, Eli Lilly, you know, it's like if AI is the theme of this rally, another theme, the transformational theme are these weight loss drugs. Mm-hmm. And Eli Lilly, I mean, it's like that could transform society in a way sometimes we overhype these things, but it's like it's a huge potential impact that could ripple through. And Eli Lilly is definitely a huge part of that.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that one. And finally, let's go to CrowdStrike. That's ticker CRWD. And that one down slightly today, about 0.6% in lighter volume, but, you know, kind of on the daily, at least, looking like it's hanging around that short-term moving average. But what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, this is when we sort of have to draw the line situation. It tumbled here on Palo Alto, but like a lot of leading cybersecurity firms, bounced right back, didn't close below it, tested the 50-day line again right before earnings, had a huge move on earnings and looked like it was going to go, gave that all up. But as we say, it basically, aside from those days, it's been forming support around, you know, the 21-day line on the weekly chart. It bounced off the 10-week line. So it's showing that strength. It's not pretty sometimes. This one's particularly messy, but I think if you get above the 338 level, that would be getting above the bulk of it. That would definitely be a closing high. And, you know, I think that would be a viable opportunity, still relatively close to the 50-day, 10-week line. So this has been a leader. This was breaking out and moving out before the market had bottomed. This one really was showing strength, taking a break now, but one to be keeping a close eye on.
All right, Ed. Well, as you mentioned earlier, we made it through the big Fed news of this week. So what are your thoughts on the week ahead for investors as they prepare?
Yeah, we had a big week of news. We actually don't have that much news. The big news is on Friday, which, you know, when we have the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, but the market will be closed. So that doesn't mean there can't be, you know, news nonetheless. There may be some buying opportunities. The window may have be closing, though. I think if you make purchases, you should be doing them incrementally. Don't get too heavy on that. I think the real key is work on your watch list, find the stocks that you really want to focus on. And then, you know, so you're ready to pounce on them as they do offer buying opportunities, instead of waiting until they're getting extended.
All right, Ed. Well, thanks so much. That's it for today. We'll be back on Monday morning with IBD Live. You can head on over to investors.com/IBD Live for all of the details there. And we'll see you right back here Monday after the close.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.